I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, February 12th, 2021. We have 23 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, and they are operating in snow right now here in Astoria. There's been snow coming down a little bit and actually some on the ground, so quite unusual for here. In our marine weather forecast, we have... Well, if you look at the weather out there right now, if you have an app or something that shows you what, like I do, that shows the conditions out in the ocean, there's a one storm on us right now, but there's going to be another one later. So we have a winter weather advisory that ends until noon, and then a prolonged winter weather event tonight through Saturday. So we have a kind of a series of Pacific storms that are going to bring a mix of frozen, wintry weather to much of our region through tomorrow. So... that's going to affect, you know, when I think of the weather is cold out there anyway at this time of year. But when the weather gets bad out offshore, when we have the crab season just opening, as I said yesterday, I just think a lot about the crabbers who are out there trying to make a living after having waited for quite a while for things to open. And now they have to go out there in this terrible weather. Happens every year, but I still think of them, of the ice on the rigging and the ice on the decks and snow. So send them your best wishes for safe travel. Small craft advisory in effect through Sunday afternoon. Today we have east winds in the forecast, 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 30 knots, easing to 15 to 20, gusting to 25 in the morning, then becoming, 30 knots in the afternoon from the southeast. So the wind is going to remain in that easterly direction generally, which tends to bring the colder conditions from inland. We have wind waves from the east, 4 feet high at 6 seconds apart, and southwest swells, 4 feet at 10 seconds. That could create, we've got southwest and east. They're not quite opposite one another. Could create a little bit of confused seas out there. The swells are 4 feet high at 10 seconds apart. Chance of snow early in the morning. Chance of rain later on, but then it may turn back to snow later on. We'll just have to see what's happening with that. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Dr. Gladys West. She was the subject of a wonderful film called Hidden Figures. She was an African-American woman who was a scientist and a mathematician, and she was instrumental in inventing GPS technology, which ships couldn't get around very well without it. We wouldn't know where to go with our cell phones, no Google Maps if there was no GPS. So she was really quite a trailblazer at a time when there were very few women in that profession, scientific professions, and very few African-Americans. So we'll talk about her in just a minute. But let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 4 inbounders, 10 in our Astoria anchorages, 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Argent Hibiscus. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She's a tanker, so picking up refined petroleum there in Vancouver. She'll probably come in at about 11 a.m. and take her about 6 hours to get up to Vancouver. The New Keeper is arriving from South Korea, headed for Kalama. She could have steel on board. She could have coils of steel on board. Big, heavy coils lashed very carefully in the cargo hold. Sometimes that kind of cargo goes into that berth at Kalama. So an unusual cargo, requires a little more attention in rough seas, because you have to make sure that a cargo like that, especially something that can roll, is very carefully lashed down. And that's true of car carriers as well. Inside those big car carriers that come in are thousands of cars that have to be individually checked because they are lashed down to the deck. And those lashings have to be secure. Otherwise, if you have cars rolling around to change the weight balance inside the ship, it could be disastrous. It could cause the ship to roll over and capsize and sink, actually, if it were to get bad enough. So there's a lot of attention paid on ships like this where the cargo can move on its own to make sure that it doesn't, to make sure that things stay safe. The Belmar is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage, arriving in the river maybe around 5:30 p.m. in the anchorage there off the downtown waterfront. And the Ultra Cougar is arriving from South Korea, headed for, I'm not quite sure what berth yet, but she'll be in the river late tonight, coming in from South Korea. In our Astoria anchorages, we have 10 ships. Most of them are wheat carriers. The Golden Fellow, they're all awaiting orders. The Juno Avenir, the Ocean Garlic, the Qing Ping Shan, the Alexia, the Aruzu, the Sari Inda, the Aeneas, the Milagro. And we have the cruise ship Regatta at the port of Astoria. She's being stored there, so no cruise is happening right now. So I've mentioned, if you are a regular listener, you've heard me mention these some of these ships every day this week. Sometimes ships sit out in the anchorage for days, sometimes weeks, depending on what's going on. They try to move on as quickly as possible, but they have to undergo various inspections. If they're coming in to pick up a food cargo and they've carried a mineral cargo before that, they have to clean out the cargo holds and repaint them before they can be allowed to head upriver to pick up, say, corn when they've had, like, potash before that. So the USDA gets involved and has to inspect them. And so it can be quite time-consuming. And if there's any problem, I've seen ships wait out there for a month sometimes. It's unusual because they do try to move on as quickly as they can. Well, I'm going to stop here and talk a little bit about this very interesting woman. If you haven't seen the film Hidden Figures, it's really good. An amazing story about this gal who was just quite a brilliant woman. So she was among the so-called hidden figures, part of a special team that did computing for the U.S. military in the era before electronic systems. The Air Force Space and Missile Pioneers Hall of Fame is one of the Air Force Space Command's highest honors. When West began her career, she was the second black woman hired at the lab and only one of four black employees. Looking back on the legacies of some of the amazing women who have contributed to the field of technology at sea, and she is one of them. And so part of her research, she just did amazing things. She majored in mathematics. She graduated at the top of her class. When she learned that the valedictorian and salutatorian from her high school would earn a scholarship to Virginia State College, now Virginia University, she studied and graduated at the top of her class. And majoring in math, which at the time was a field studied nearly exclusively by men, she taught school for 2 years before she went back to school for her master's degree in public administration and later got a doctorate in public administration. So she worked for the U.S. Naval Weapons Laboratory, and during that time, she participated in research that helped create GPS. So she's considered one of the founders of GPS technology, and she was one of a small group of women who performed computing work for the U.S. military early on in that era. And in 2018, she was inducted into the prestigious Air Force Hall of Fame. And this is from a U.S. military story that was posted on the GCaptain website. I thought it would be great to honor her because she was quite a brilliant woman and created something that all of us use every day. If you have a cell phone, you use GPS technology. And if you are a sailor at sea on a ship, you use that technology as well. So hats off to her for being such an amazing person and doing all that under quite difficult conditions. So see Hidden Figures if you can. It's a great film. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. Enjoy the snow.